And now, James Gravel.
The Bible makes it clear that the gospel is for everyone. Paul wrote in Galatians 3, verse 28, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." In other words, the gospel is for all people everywhere, which fits perfectly with Jesus' statement in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This is why we find in the New Testament examples of evangelism that instruct us on taking the gospel to those who are lost. There are certain things that are left up to our own judgment as we strive to spread the gospel. For example, Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations," but he did not specify how we are to go, which means that we can go by land, by sea, or by air. In fact, in the New Testament, we find examples of Christians traveling by both land and sea to spread the gospel. On the other hand, however, there are certain things that are not left up to our judgment. For example, passages such as Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, and Mark 16:15 make it clear that it is the church's job to evangelize the world. There is no authority within Scripture for us to set up such things as missionary societies, conventions, conferences, synods, or any other such entity separate and apart from the church that then is designated to do the church's work regarding evangelism. Nor are we left to our own devices regarding how to finance such evangelistic efforts. According to 1 Corinthians 16 verses 1 and 2, Christians are to give as they have been prospered to the church treasury on the first day of every week. Such giving is not merely authorized, but also commanded. Raising funds for evangelism through such events as rummage sales, flea markets, door-to-door pleas to non-Christians, sales of merchandise, etc., is unauthorized by Scripture. Christians, through their free will offerings to the church treasury, are to finance evangelistic efforts.